Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Law of Assumption podcast. Today's episode is about the Bridge of Incidence. If you don't know what the Bridge of Incidence is, Neville Goddard referenced the Bridge of Incidence as the experiences and circumstances that we find ourselves in on the way to the fulfillment of our desired state. So when you're intentionally manifesting anything, there are circumstances and things that need to be arranged in order for you to match the vibration of your desired state. So let's say for an instant that you desire that you want to buy a house. In order for you to go from A to B, there are experiences that you have to take. There are actions and decisions that need to be made. There are people that need to be put in place, and all type of circumstances need to occur in order for you to get from point A to point B. It's just like, I heard another YouTuber say this, it's just like when you're driving from, you know, your house to the store. Whenever you're going anywhere, there's always a route that needs to be taken. And the same thing is true for the experience that you have or experiences that you have during the time that you're waiting for your desired state to be fulfilled in your life, to be your physical experience. So the Bridge of Incidence, as I said, is like a route that you take. And a lot of times when we're going through the Bridge of Incidence, we don't realize that that is what's happening. There's so many things that can happen during the Bridge of Incidence. But the thing is that from the time that you say what you want and the time that you receive it is all leading up to the fulfillment of your desired state, even when it doesn't look like it. And that's the part that's the most difficult for everyone. Well, not everyone, but for most people, especially people when they're first starting to intentionally manifest, that is the most difficult part for them to understand. And so you hear a lot of people talking about ignore the 3D, ignore the 3D, ignore the 3D, yada, yada, yada. And yes, you can ignore the 3D. However, you can also acknowledge the 3D and become an observer of the 3D and understand that this is all part of the Bridge of Incidence that's leading you to the fulfillment of your desired state. There are good experiences that are going to happen, and there are undesirable experiences that are going to happen. But all of the experiences are for your good. Either there's a lesson for you to learn, or maybe, like I myself have found that when during my time going through the Bridge of Incidence for the things that I'm intentionally manifest, when I have an undesirable moment, I'll sit with myself and I'll really sit down and figure out and analyze that undesirable moment. And while I'm analyzing it, I'm asking myself how I'm feeling. Why am I feeling that way? Where are these feelings coming from? And are these feelings and this undesirable moment a reflection of my desired state? And when I realize that it's just part of the Bridge of Incidence, it helps me to feel better about the situation. So while I'm going through it, I may feel sad, I may be upset, I might be confused. And what I'll do is just say, I'm not going to put a story to how I'm feeling. I'm not going to make any assumptions about how I'm feeling. I'm just going to observe how I'm feeling and why I'm feeling it. And then I'm just going to ask the universe to show me how it gets better from here. Show me how things get better from here. And then I start reciting to myself, everything always works out in my favor. Everything always works out in my favor. And then what I do is I'll remind myself that this is a past experience. This experience that I'm having right now is not only part of the Bridge of Incidence, but it's also a part of the things that I previously focused on. So I realized that I have to go through these things. And because I previously focused on it, and also because it is part of the Bridge of Incidents. So for instance, let's say you're out, you want to get fit. Let's say that you want to tone up and get your body fit. In order for you to tone up and get your body fit, you have to start working out. You have to probably prep a meal plan or have some type of regimen that's going to put you on a path to that. And when you start working out, if you haven't been working out, your body's going to be feeling sore. Everyone knows that feeling sore is an undesirable experience. It's not something that anyone wants to feel. No one wants to feel sore. But it's part of the Bridge of Incidents. In order for you to build the muscles, in order for you to get stronger, you have to put your body through these things that might be painful. In order for you to reach whatever your goals are, whatever your fitness goals are. And so when you're intentionally manifesting, and whether it's a person, a place, a job, a home, or any of those things, every experience that you had, like I said earlier, is all a part of the things that you're supposed to go through in order for you to get to your desired state. And for each time that you dwell on that moment, that 3D experience, you're not reverting what you intentionally manifesting. What you're doing is acknowledging that, okay, this is what I'm experiencing right now. This is what I'm feeling right now. This is why I'm feeling these things. But it's not the reality that I'm going to continue to experience. This is just for this moment, and let me see, what is the lesson that I'm supposed to gain from this experience? What am I supposed to get from this? So if you're working out and your intention is to go from maybe 180 pounds and lose weight and get down to 150, in order for you to do that, you know, as I said before, you have to prep meal plans, you have to have an exercise diet, and you have to be consistent, you have to be determined, you have to be patient with yourself, and you have to be disciplined. And it's the same for anything else that you're trying to manifest into your life. You have to be disciplined, you have to be patient. And when intentionally manifesting, being an observer is like so important. The reason why is because it helps you to remove yourself from how you're feeling and just to be able to observe those feelings and get to the root cause of those feelings, acknowledge them for whatever they are in that moment, and then allow yourself to move past it. Allow the universe to help you to move past it. So I recently had an experience that was undesirable to me, and I found that I was focusing on only a portion of the experience. So instead of recognizing the entire experience, I was only dwelling on a portion of the experience. So I realized that avoiding those feelings was causing me to feel them even more. So what I did was I told myself, I'm going to allow myself to feel these feelings, and I'm going to sit with myself, and I'm going to speak out loud, and I'm going to say, this is what I experienced, and this is how I'm feeling in this moment. And so I allowed myself to feel the feelings. I think I, you know, sat for about 10 or 15 minutes. And then what I did was I was like, okay, I know that that wasn't the full experience. And so now I'm going to dwell on the parts of the experience that I had that were desirable and how they were aligned with exactly what I was intentionally manifesting into my life. And so I dwelled on that. And then what I did was I sat down with a pen and paper and I wrote down what my experience was in its entirety. And then I checked off the things that were undesirable and I checked off the things that were desirable. And lo and behold, the things that were desirable outweighed the things that were undesirable. Yet I was dwelling on the undesirable as if it had more weight. And so when I did that and I realized that, I was like, oh my gosh. And instantly I started feeling so much better about the experience that I had, because I realized that it was a good experience. There were just a few things that were not desirable, but overall, it was a good experience. And then I said to the universe, show me how this is going to get better. Show me how this is going to make me feel better. And I did that for a couple of minutes, and then I just sat in silence. And then I just started to receive these downloads of messages that was helping me to shift my perspective of what my experience was in its entirety. And so doing that really helped me to recognize that this was part of the bridge of incidents. This was something that I had to experience so that I can learn this lesson of allowing myself to feel the feelings in the moment, to outweigh the pros and the cons, to observe what I was feeling, and to realize that it's part of the process. It's part of the journey. And so I say all of that to say that whenever you're intentionally manifesting, you must be patient with yourself. You must be disciplined. It's important to be patient. It's important to be disciplined. If you choose not to, that's on you. But it's important to practice patience. It's important to practice gratitude. It's important to practice discipline. And the most important thing is to allow yourself to have the experiences in the moments that you're having them, to reflect on them so that you can get those negative feelings out of you. Because that's what happened to me. I was dwelling so much on the negative or the undesirable experiences that I wasn't allowing myself to dwell on the good part of the experience, of the full experience. And I was trying to avoid the feelings. And while I was trying to avoid the feelings, I realized that I was really festering and that these feelings were like, I felt them down to my core. And so when I put myself through the practice that I described earlier, it allowed me to release those feelings. And when I and once I released those feelings and shifted my thoughts and shifted everything, that's when I was able to see that it was part of the bridge of incidents. That's when I was able to realize that I needed to be in a state of allowing and to allow what I was feeling and what I was experiencing in that moment to pass through me. And so while you're intentionally manifesting, as I said, be patient with yourself. Practice discipline. Make sure that you're doing a root cause analysis for what you're feeling. Be an observer. Allow yourself to experience and feel what you're feeling for that moment. Don't dwell in it for too long. Feel it. Observe it. Understand where it's coming from. And understand that it's a moment in time and it's going to pass. And that it's also a part of the bridge of incidents that you must go through in order for you to reach that vibrational state that matches whatever your desired state is. And that's it for today's episode. If today's message resonated with you, or if it helped you in any way, share this message with someone that you know. Let's spread the awareness of allowing the bridge of incidents to occur and having the awareness of the bridge of incidents when you're intentionally manifesting so that you can understand how every experience that you have is leading you and guiding you to your desired state. And if you're not already aware, I'm now offering one-on-one coaching. You can book your session by tapping the link in this episode. And if you haven't purchased a copy of my Manifesting E-Guide yet, you can also find that link in this episode. Just check in the description box. And if you're not already following me on social media, follow me on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube for more content. Tune in next week for the next episode of the Law of Assumption podcast. See you later.